You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
I saw on Fox News they have this list of six things that will get you flagged by TSA when you're going through the airport, things that make them suspicious of you to give you an extra check. One of them was being dressed wrong for the weather. If you got on a lot of layers and it's summer, they'll say, hey, something's up with that.
Okay.
Not making eye contact, being extra chatty with them will make them suspicious. And arguing or being aggressive is another one. But this one really got me. Yawning a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because they say when people are stressed, they tend to want more oxygen. So they yawn. So okay. If you're going through TSA and you don't want to be hassled, no matter how much sleep you've had the night before, you better not yawn. You're getting the full cavity search. Starting with that open mouth.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
There's a crazy, crazy story out of Florida. A seven-year-old, I think he was seven, was at school. Five. Sitting in school, and the school calls his mother while she's at work and says, hey, your son's been injured. He was messing around with a pencil and accidentally cut himself on his eyebrow, and he's probably needs some medical attention that our school nurse can't provide. So she picks him up, gets him in the car. She says, what were you doing messing around with a pencil? Because he's bleeding now, and they're going to the hospital. And he says, well, the teacher hit me with a ruler.
Oh.
And that's not the story that the school had told her.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to the hospital, and the nurses are and the doctors are asking, like, what happened? And she said, well, the school told me he'd cut his eyebrow open with a pencil, and now he's saying the teacher hit him with a ruler. And they look, and I'm going to show you the cut. It's not bloody or anything, but it is. It's a gash on his eyebrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, the eyebrow is a sensitive place if you get hit. And they said, well, that injury is not caused by any kind of pencil.
No.
And it turns out, yeah, the teacher popped him with a ruler because she thought he was acting up and popped him with a ruler. And it went, like, right above his eye.
A kindergartner?
A five-year-old.
Yeah.
So the teacher was arrested. The judge in the case says this doesn't constitute her not being able to be a teacher again somehow. Doesn't mean what? She's going to not be banned from the profession, I think is the statement. But to me, that would
That'd be the first thing that happened. She can't teach anymore.
You busted a kid's eyebrow open. Now, I'm not totally opposed to if a teacher needs to spank a kid or whatever. I grew up in a Catholic school with a lot of nuns, so they were not hesitant to pop you. But you can't hit them in the face with a ruler.
Right.
Sorry.
They frown on that.
You can't do that. So I know the woman was arrested and, charged with one count of child abuse. I think.
Yeah. If that were my kid, that teacher would never lose sight of me.
Woo. Would you even let your kid?
I'd torment her for years.
Are you pulling your kid out of that school completely?
Yeah. But what happens is a lot of people can't because, that's the district that they live in. They have to go to these schools.
Yeah.
They have no choice, no school choice.
So, you got your eye on the teacher, right?
But one time when I was in middle school, this guy, his name was Darnell. Darnell and a girl named Sheila got into it on the bus, and they were arguing, and he was saying, stuff to her, and she was saying stuff back. So he got off the bus right before she did. He stepped off, and then she came down behind him on the steps. And when she came down off of the step, she had a pencil and she stabbed him right through the nose.
Oof. Stabbed in the nose, my friend.
She got suspended.
Yeah, that's a good call.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Remember like 5 years ago when there was frozen yogurt shops popping up on every corner?
Yeah.
And that just stopped. I remember thinking, who's eating all this frozen yogurt? Yeah.
Now they're vape shops.
Now they're vape shops. They've all like gone out of business, or a lot of them have. But they were popping up all over the place. But somebody had a really good idea I saw on social media. They said frozen yogurt places should switch over to mashed potato bars in the winter. That's a great idea.
Is
it? You can't sell it all year. Are you kidding? You walk in and you get self-serve mashed potatoes, and then you walk around and you top it with. And we're not talking about just gravy here. We're talking about getting creative with the toppings. You get
bacon.
Spicy queso I want on mashed potatoes. I'm not even thinking about gravy. although I'm going to add some, but you, the options are endless. I like this idea. More mashed potato bars in the winter.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Brother Riggins, you know how sometimes they'll come out with these statistics where they say they've done a study and all that, and then I'll say, that's a lie. They did not find out that in the study or whatever. Or they're fudging that, or they would have no way of knowing that. You know, a lot of these types of things. Mm-hmm. And then I get accused of being anti-science.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-science. I'm just pro-common dang sense is what I am.
All right.
And this is one that I think is a little higher than what the statistics show. They've done this study that says 1 in 5 Gen Zers, aka Zoomers, can't change a light bulb.
1 in 5?
Do you really think 1 out of 5 young adult Gen? Well, you're not even a young adult yet if you're on the low end of Gen Z, right?
You're in your 20s.
Really?
I don't know. I shouldn't.
My daughter's 24 and she's in the Gen Z, but I think she's kind of at the high end of it, right?
I'd have to look at the breakdown.
Either way, both of my kids are Gen Z. And
yeah.
They can change light bulbs.
Well, sure. What are they talking about? Unscrewing it and screwing in a new one?
Another one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe that, if that's the question. I don't think 1 in 5 can't figure out how to do that.
But then again, we're in trouble if that is true.
100%.
As a country. You know, I always look at young people now and go, how is that person, how is he ever going to protect us if he has to go fight, you know?
Yeah.
How is he ever going to be in, you know, how are we going to have a military with some of these, you know, this generation coming up if they don't even know how to change a light bulb? You know?
Yeah. But I don't care if they can change the light bulb as long as they can shoot straight. Like, I guess.
But I'm just saying, that is the most basic thing.
Yeah, I mean, I
that
agree.
You say as an adult, it's like, well, he can't even change a light bulb. It's an old school riddle. How many blanks does it take to change a light bulb? Because it's so easy. How many would you think? That's the very simple basic thing. And I mean, I'm pretty sure my kids can change light bulbs. I'm going to find out today.
You find out.
Yeah. And if they can't, then it's their mama's fault.
Sure.
Not mine.
Yeah. Who's less likely to be able to change the light bulb, the boy or the girl one?
I think at this point, the boy.
Maybe is it him?
No, he can build and do all kinds of stuff that I can't do.
Yeah, he's handy.
You know, whatever you learn how to do alone in your room with the blackout curtains, can do that.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Okay, Riggins, you tell me if you believe this or not. There's a lady in Maryland who said that she dreamed about 5 numbers. She saw 5 numbers in a dream, and then she went and bought a lottery ticket with those 5 numbers and won $50,000. Do you believe that? This is in the news.
Do I believe that? Yeah.
I believe she said it. Yeah. I don't believe it happened.
Maybe not. But I don't know. You got to take her. Oh, no, I don't have no, to take don't. Her at her word. Where is it?
Maryland.
See,
you just won $50,000. Well, you know, I dreamed about those numbers. I had a dream of 5 numbers appeared in my dream. Those are the ones I played and I won.
Does seem highly unlikely.
Yeah, I'd say highly impossible.
Maybe. Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Shout out to the ladies. Hey, ladies. It's a perfect day for you. There's a new study out that says a child's intelligence comes straight from the mama. From the very important X chromosomes. And we know that a woman has two X chromosomes and a man has an X and a Y chromosome.
Yeah.
And the new study says that intelligence comes from that very important X chromosome. Well, women have 2 of them. I believe is how that works. Do they only have two chromosomes? I don't know. But they said, intelligence probably comes from the mom.
And who said it?
A study.
Okay.
Do you want the guy's name? I mean, I can give you his email address, but that's all I have to go on.
The group that did the study or the whatever it was.
I'll find out.
But
the National Library of Medicine.
Oh.
Sounds official.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a .gov. But, I, you know.
So it's British?
No, I don't
think so. As a .gov. Isn't that British?
.gov? No, we have .govs.
We do?
Yeah, I think so. Hmm. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I'll ask Jody.
Yeah, right. Well, that was going to be kind of my question. Do you care that the intelligence comes from the mom? It doesn't mean your mom was smarter or the dad was smarter. They're just saying it comes from that chromosome, the feminine chromosome that, you know, is found in women. So it doesn't necessarily mean like mom was smarter than dad, I don't think.
Well, it just means that whoever is smart, you got it from your mom, not your dad.
Right.
That's what they're saying. So obviously, the dad, again, this is another one of those things that shows the dad has nothing to do with, dad is irrelevant in a child. You know, they've been pushing that for years, that a dad is irrelevant in the raising of a child. But now it's like another thing. The dad is even irrelevant when it comes to, you know, genetics.
Yeah.
Unless the child gets something bad genetically, and then that comes from the Y chromosome.
Right. That's what I would want to know, what comes from the Y chromosome. Yeah. If they're positive attributes or if it's like, you know, alcoholism and perversion, they all come from the Y chromosome. Then I would be upset, but they didn't say that.
Right. And there's no way they would publish a study that says that intelligence comes from the male genetics.
You don't think?
No. They wouldn't even publish it because their offices would be burned down.
These are scientists. These are scientists.
So is Fauci.
He's a scientist.
He is science. Remember, he said that. I am science.
Hear me roar.
Right. Science.
But you're definitely smarter than Jody.
In some ways, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, 99% of the world. Oh, I'm kidding.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
Everybody's eating soups and breads. You know, it's the weather's chilly, and it is soup season, as they call it. The real tragedy is I can't eat any soup in my house because every single spoon I own, I have accidentally dropped down into the garbage disposal, and they're still fully functional, but the sides of every spoon are jagged.
Yeah, jagged.
So I can't put it in my mouth. So, I mean, I would love to enjoy soup season, chili, all that stuff, but I can't. And I still haven't purchased new spoons. I've had these spoons for maybe a year like that.
Yeah, but they're cheap. They're super, super cheap. Or get plastic ones. Take some of these home that are in the kitchen in there in plastic.
Maybe I do need to do that. But every time I flick that switch on, I went, dang, there goes another one.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.